holding, getting, leave it open, yeah, a little bit. Just, yeah. Okay, we're holding by Simon Reish Yisif Aleph, along with Reish Beis Sifir Beis Iker, and the last Yusifim of Simon Reish Beis. And basically, these Sifim are Mistoviv on the Gemara on Lamed Chesim of Beis and Brachas. What the Gemara discusses the different Ophanim of eating of fruits and vegetables, the different states of raw, cooked, or uncooked, and at which point do they either maintain their bracha of Ha'etar Adama, at which point do they lose their bracha of Ha'etar Adama. And the Gemara starts with the discussion of shlakas. Shlakas means cooked vegetables. And basically in the Gemara we find three shitas about cooked vegetables, and really in the Gemara and the Rishonim and really the Halacha, it's already a shayla. The Gemara Be'etzim is, in the Gemara it's Mavur, in the Sugya Gemara Lam Chesam Beis is Mavur, that there's at least a tzad in the Gemara that that when you cook something, Gemara Kilo brings a machlokes, shlakas. Oh, so shlakas are shahakal. A raw vegetable is adam, and you cook it, it's shahakal. There's one tzad in the Gemara that's done, that no, regardless of whether it gets better, it gets worse, stam, shlakas makes it shahakal. My high, why should cooking something change its bracha? Then there's another sheet in the Gemara, which is the sheet of the Rif. Really, three sheets that come out. Mitoich Devir Gemara. So, the sheet of the Rif is that lahalacha. It's punks vakert. No matter what you do to a vegetable, how you cook it, regardless of what happens to it when it cooks it, whether it makes it better, whether it makes it worse, cooking a vegetable doesn't make it lose its bracha. So even shum and karti, machlokes in the Gemara, the Rif learns, and the maskara, the Rif says lahalacha, that even things that get worsened, al-yidei the bishul, they maintain their bracha. Yes, we have one shita that it always loses its bracha. The Rif says it always maintains its bracha. And la halacha, we pass in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Aleph, Reish Beis Yud Beis, a middle darga, a middle shita, and that is that it depends. Like the Gemara brings a shita that kol shetchilasa bar pri adama shakol nevaru kol shetchilasa shakin nevaru shakol bar pri adama. And the basic idea is, which way is it more gishmak? Which way is it more the derech? Which way is it more, you know, intended for? So some vegetables, morgish makro, you cook them, you're kind of ruining them, so then they lose their bracha, so then they're hadama raw, and they lose their bracha when you cook them. And some vegetables, punk taket, you have a potato, raw potato, maybe shakal, maybe it's no bracha at all. But even vegetables that have a bracha when they're raw, but they're not so gishmak, so when they're raw, they're shakal. When you cook them, they become a bayre peri ha'adama. And that's how we pass in the halacha, that's the sheet of Tosis, and that's what Shulchan Aruch says in these two places. Okay, so l'maisitz tzarechi in bachlal, What this machlokes is about, hagam that lahalacha, we're kind of automatically comfortable with the psak lahalacha, because it makes sense, you know, if it's gishmak like this, and it's not gishmak like that, so it kind of makes sense. But the other sheet of the Gemara we have to deal with, and the oitzer chbir is that the Gemara's mavur that this also, this is a two-way street, right? That this is a two-way street. That what? That We said over three shitas with regards to a fruit that starts out, a vegetable that starts out as a hadama. What happens when you cook it? Does it always stay the same? Does it always lose its bracha, or does it depend? What about the other way? The direction which the Gemara says that something that starts out chilasa shakal nivar when you cook it, it's by pir dama, does haste, that it's more geshmak when it's cooked. That is no machlokes. Right? Meaning, even the Rif, who says that regardless of what you do to it, when it cooks it, it remains in its bracha. Or the other sheet doesn't say, regardless of what happens, it always loses its bracha. But something that is not as gishmak when it's raw, and you cook it, that gives it its bracha, that makes it more gishmak, there everyone agrees that it only gets its bracha once it's cooked, and when it's raw, it's a shahakalu kuli alma. So l'chayra, my high, why should we mechalik one way and not the other way? It's arachin. Okay. So l'mais like this, if you look in the Rambam, whatever, Rambam here? Yes, I have a Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Ches, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Gimel. So it's mashma that Lamaisa, this halacha, in both directions, is Yisoydechad. And like we said, the Shita that we pass in is in a way the more mistavritic Shita, and that's what it sounds like from the Rambam, that it's all telling the Derech. Is this the normal way to eat it, or is this not the normal way to eat it? So says the Rambam, Perek Yirachos, Shedarkon Lechol Chayim. If the derech, it's normal, you're doing something normal, seder. So then if you go on your bishul neshalkan v'arach, but chila shakal of soif b'ripriya, b'ri nefashu shabbos. Right?
If you're cooking them, you're ruining them. And the ones that the derech is to cook them, I mean, that's the normal way to do it. Everyone cooks it. Kagoin, kruv, lefes, different types of turnips and cabbage, whatever it is. So then if you eat them raw, so then that's not normal. So if you're not doing something not normal, so it's not the normal way to be nana from this pri, and you make a shakal. And that's all the Rambam says. He just says the derech list. We need the derech that way. Everything's shalom, so everything seems relatively simple. But again, then it will be a little bit at least problematic for us to understand what are the other sheetahs in the Gemara hold that held it wasn't holding the derech. After all, they said that either way it remains its bracha, so the riff holds the halacha, or either way it doesn't maintain its bracha. So lemaisa, not like the Rambam, if you look in Rashi in the sugya, so it's mashma, this shaila of whether or not a vegetable maintains its bracha or does not maintain its bracha, is not a shaila necessarily, at least exclusively, in the derech achila, whether this is the normal way to do it or not the normal way to do it, but rather, Rashi seems to be trying to be magdir, does it have a shame pri or not? Meaning that Rashi says that the question of if you have a vegetable and you go and you cook it, and when you cook it, it's better or it's worse. So what's the shayla if it's worse? Says Rashi, not a question of whether it's the derech or not, but rather le'inyan bracha b'milsayu koi. What is bimilsayu koi? That's the lashon we saw already when we learned the sugya of trima. When you crush up a vegetable, when you grind up a fruit, does it maintain its bracha or not? The question here wasn't derech achila. Now it could be very normal to grind it up. We saw except trima's neshim. It's always derech to grind it up, but it can be very normal derech to grind it up. Afal pikin, the question was bimilsayu koi or lav bimilsayu koi. Bimilsayu koi means does it maintain a shame pri? Is it still koi bimilsayu? What it is? It's still a pri or is it not a pri anymore? So Rashi seems to be learning the question of a bishul is not a question of it's the derech or not, but rather did you do something? Did you effect a change so great that it's no longer called a pri, it's not bimil sahu koi. And we talk a whole the halacha that if you cook it in a way that it's in shtanel grade, it says la bimil sahu koi, says Rashi. It's not going to, it doesn't maintain its shame pri. Umi idach kisa, when Rashi discusses the case of something, it starts out as a shahakal, and when you cook it, and only when you cook it does it become a hadama. So Rashi says that it's lav ikr pri. Yeah, v'chol yerek she'ein dar kol yachol chai, she'mitchilaso v'machlo chai she'hakol humuvarech, sholkoi v'heviu lo derech achilasoi, avad it is the derech achilasoi, hu ikr pirio humuvarech per piradam. Says Rashi, that's the ikr pri. Meaning Rashi saying not, when that's the derech to do it, and that's the way you're going to get the most hanah from it, it's not pshat, that's the derech, and the derech is the reason to make the bracha. So Rashi, once that's the derech, that's when the derech is to cook it, so once you cook it, zehu ikr pirio. That's what makes the pri, meaning this was like not a vegetable, this was not a boy pri dhamma take a vegetable, and when you cooked it, that affected such a change, and now it has a shame pri, that which it didn't have before. So, l'chayre mavur in Rashi, that the derech is just a way to determine whether or not we have a shame pri, and in fact, the bishul is so significant that the bishul is something that can either take away the shame pri or give it the shame pri. Like I think Balabatish, we mostly understand the sugya of mei peiris, mei shlakus, trima, crushing, squeezing, like, okay, is that a pri, is that not a pri? I mean, after all, it's just juices, it's zeba alma, it's crushed up, it's not recognizable, tsurasa ni keres, v'chule v'chule. Here, sachakol, carrot to carrot, cooked, yeah, and ish cooked. Shteitar and Rashi, l'fiso yisag gemara, that lo'olam no. That l'maisa bishul, Chazal understood to be such a significant change that it in fact determines whether or not you have a pri here or not. Yeah, it determines whether you have the vegetable that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us to be Meshabeach and Boyer Pri Adam, or no, it's something else, Shakol Nivvara, it's the raw materials, or it's some kind of after effect, it's no longer the pre.
Would this be totally on the same way we're reminded Derech by the Sokol, the Rav, the Rav,
well? Oh, so let's see. Yeah, let's hopefully we'll get to the Pret. Yeah. So like this. So already Lefizeh, we could already begin to understand the sheet of the Rif. Yeah, what's all the Rif? That once you have a vegetable that, let's say the Rif's example is what the Gemara speaks about, shum mitzalim, which we'll get back to, lamaisa is b'chal nish pashit, different types of garlics and onions and mechule, emes is the Gemara speaks about tumi v'karti, leek, whatever, so lamaisa, the Rif says that if you cook garlic, even if you ruin it by cooking it, obviously it's still edible, but even if it's not, it's great, it's legre, so maisa maintains its bracha. So what's the pshat? And in either case, the riff is maskim that if you have a vegetable that's not so gishmak when it's raw, it's shahakol, it's edible, it's not gishmak, but when you cook it into its gishmakite by cooking it, when you make it more gishmak and bring it to its ikar tikkun by cooking it, then ataka, there the riff agrees, it starts as shahakol and turns to adama. So the teretz would be pashut lefi the riff, lefi darker shal Rashi, that something that had a shame pre already, this is what you were pointing out, I think you had these diukim, something that starts out already has a shame pri, so then in order to lose that shame pri, says the riff, you need something much more significant than just cooking it. I eat legreis a little bit. It's legreis, but it's still edible. It's still geschmack. Obviously, less on the pollock, if you pour a caustic acid and you make it unedible, then about it loses bracha. But zok the riff, once something has a shame pri, not so fast. And that was taka masamat in the Gemara. Says the riff, I pass in the halacha based on the different shitas, the roiv, the yachid, whatever. I in sham the shenim. Says the riff, la halach we pass in that you don't lose your shame pri so fast. The riff has no problem being maskim, that if you have something so like going kruv, veselak, whatever it is, that's not so geschmack when it's raw. And when you cook it, it gets much more geschmack. Says the riff, I have no problem saying it didn't yet get its shame pri until the cooking. Thus, the cooking is very significantly feed the riff. But afal pikein, it's only significant enough that it determines by something which didn't have a shame pri, the bushel could give it the shame pri. Mashenkin, the riff held that something that already starts with a shame pri doesn't lose its shame pri all day bushel. Fine. La halacha, we don't paskin the riff. Halacha, we paskin. That hu hadin, bishul is so significant that not only does it give its shame pri to something that started out not so gishmak and became more gishmak, more metukan, the idea of the bishul, but even something that started out metukan. And when you cook it, it brings it down, it's legreis of the cooking, like shumim. Let's say the shumim of the Gemara were edible, raw, they were very predominant, they had a certain level of shlemus when they were raw, and when you cooked them, it was legreis. So we paskin that, not like the riff, but rather the bishul is so significant that it could even take away the shame pri, even for something that already had the shame pri. But once we're discussing yes or no shame pri, we can already understand the shita of the riff, and al derech zu, obviously we can understand the shita in the Gemara, you know, at least lafi one amayra in the Gemara, that bishul always takes away the shame pri no matter what. I mean, even if it makes it better, it's mashma lafi one side in the Gemara. And the teretz is, very nice, it's much better, it's gishmak, but you made it. Not the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is not the natural state of the pri. And cooking, it's kilu trima. It's kilu may peiros. You'll find this on may peiros, tropicana oranges. We said, oh, it's may peiros. Eilucha gishmak alu zum seder. But that's not the pri. So who had in hacha? That was that sheet in the Gemara. Okay. So lemaisa we paskin that. But we paskin what would seem to be pachasiyos al derech the Rambam. That's really just tolling derech. So okay, we're saying against alumdus that it's not tolling the derech. It's really tolling the shame pri. But lemaisa we go both ways. If it gets more gishmak, it becomes adama. And if it gets less gishmak, it actually loses its adama. But lemaisa, it would seem that ledina, this Hagdara that we're saying, Lefi Rashi, which is not the Mashmos of the Rambam, this Hagdara, that the improvement or opposite of improvement?
Improvement.
Not, I was going to say deprovement.
Deprecation.
Of the vegetable, whether or not we're learning that it's totally the derech, like it's Mashmos of the Rambam, but right, feed Varenu that we're saying in Rashi that it's not totally in the Derech, but rather telling whether it has the shame pri or not. Chayr will have enough kamina lahalacha even ledidon. And that's like this, that in Reish Hey Sif Aleph, so we paskin that if something's gishmak when it's raw or when it's cooked, so shalom Yisrael, tadama ahin, hadama aher, and everything's good. If it starts out as hadama, and you go and you cook it, and you cook it. And you want to see, we want to determine now if after the cooking it remains adam or not. So there we paskin that if it's nishtana legreyaso, says the Rama, if it's more gishmak when it's raw, kishem chayim bar pi adamo, l'achar shabisham shahakol, says the Rama, what makes it shahakol? Says the Rama, the mikshimi nishtana legreyaso, because you messed it up. You deprecated it. Deprecated? Perhaps. You ruined it, v'ketzer. Yeah. So, you ruined the pri, and that's what brought it down. Now, l'chayre, it's mashma. It's not mashmos haramon, mashmos d'rishonim, and this is kach mefurish. Take a look in the Graz in Reish Hei Sif Aleph. That let's say it does not ruin the pri. The pri maintains just as gishmak, just as tasty, just as whatever. But it's not the derech, which is not normal. So l'chayre mevur in the Graz. It's not the derech to mevashle. It starts out as hadama. It's not the derech to mevashle. But I go on a mevashlet. Let's say, just for argument's sake, and we could argue, obviously, about this, cucumbers. Do they become less gishmak when you cook them? Yes, no, no, yes, maybe. I'm not sure. Okay. You know, in some Chinese foods, they cook cucumbers. Say it, loma shana. We're talking theoretically now.
We'll argue about the texture if it changes or not?
Maybe, perhaps. That's, I think, part of the discussion. So let's wait. Let's hold off to the end to discuss the lemaisa. But Tachlis. Let's say, just for argument's sake, it was just as gishmak. Taco was tasty, crunchy, and everything, texture, taste, everything's just gishmak. But just no one does it. Why not? I'm not sure. Some of the Achrayim pointed out, Tila David like makes that ha'ar here in some cases. Like, how could you have a derech if it's not, if it's gishmak, why would it not be the derech? Okay, yish l'ayin, I'm not sure, but Tachlis ma'is, let's say it would be gishmak. And it would be just as tasty, and whatever, I'd make a dish, a cooked cucumber dish, chresnish. You know, ma'is, we do make a, so people make a cucumber salad, it's kavush. Okay. So what would be the din? Magabi the bracha. So l'charitz mavur in the Rambam, first in the grass, that even though it's not the derech, it's very weird. People, what are you doing? You're cooking cucumbers? What kind of strange person are you? Then he tastes, ah, it's gishmak taka. So what's the bracha? L'charitz mavur in the Rambam, the bracha remains a bari piyadam, because it's not nishtan el greisa. The Rambam requires nishtan el greisa. Now, in a chanami, the grass just speaks this out lehedya, that even if it's not the derech, if it's not nishtan el greisa, itaka maintains its bari piyadam. Okay. Now, what about idoch gisa? What about if you have something that starts out as a shahakal, not so gishmak, and then you go and cook it, and it gets more gishmak? So then, I'm sorry, that's the way we were just talking about? No, we were talking about going down. We were starting down. All right, so let's, now we're talking about starting with the shahakal. So let's say you start with the shahakal, and you cook it, and you cook it.
What's the shahakal? Derech.
Let's say it's not so gishmak when it's raw.
Actually,
you cook it and it's making it much more gishmak. Okay. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is that it becomes a bari piyadam because it gets more gishmak. Now, the Pesachim Roma Daik, Mishnah Berurah brings it, that the lashon of the Mechaber here is that when it's yoiser toivim mevushalim, yoiser mechayim, when it's more gishmak mevushal than it is when it's raw, then it starts at a shakal and becomes hadam. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, miloshen zeh mashma, da'af kishem toivim chayim gamkein, even though they're talking gishmak when they're raw. Kivan shem yoiser toivim shem mevushalim, mevarech shahakal. Meaning when it's in its raw state, it's ganz fine in gishmak. It happens to be more gishmak when you cook it. But when it's in its raw state, it's gishmak. Afal pikin, it's shahakal. And this is repeated again in Reish Beis, Sif Yud Beis.
It's repeated? By whom?
In Reish Beis Yud Beis, Mechaber says, Halacha l'gabe the Peiris.
Where were you quoting
the first one? This one I'm quoting a Mishnah Berurah in Reish
Beis. No, doesn't say
oh, so one second. There's a slight steer. Yes, in a Chanami. We're going to point that out. One second. So... So yeah, so this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings here from the Paiskim, and similarly in Reish Beis, we're going to get back there. Your Moshe is right, there is somewhat of a theory. In Reish Hay, Sif Katon Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, and Reish Beis Yud Beis, Sif Katon Samech Aleph, which we're going to discuss in a minute, is not exactly there, but that's the basic idea. Now, let's say, so I understand something. So let's say something, it's a little bit less gishmak when it's raw, it's more gishmak when it's cooked. So we say, even though when it's raw, it's ganz fine. It's very enjoyable, it's a little more gishmak when it's cooked. So now, is there any way to make it a bari priyadama in its raw state? Says Mishnah Berurah, yeah, as long as it's the derech. Mikal makam im derech reiv b'nei adam l'acham gam kim shein chayim b'varech bari priyadama. So then the Sharetzion over here goes on to a little discussion as to whether or not you actually need reiv. Do you need mamish reiv b'nei adam, not reiv b'nei adam? So the Sharetzion has masamatim about that. The Maisa's maskana is you would need reiv b'nei adam. In order, meaning in the stage where it's a little bit less kishmak, hagam that it's kishmak, you would need the fact that roiv b'nei adam eat it in its raw state, in order to give it a din of a bari priyadama, and that's a shaila here in the Sharetzion, but lemaisa that's kach hadin, meaning what? I mean again we see a chilek.
Destroy it so much that it's not nigger whatsoever. He said it's not misnabar to say at least bedevit that if you made the bracha ro'ila, that it's that it bedevit what yotzei. But he said the nigger you have a priya eitz here just grand up a lot. So we can pull that over to here also. Even though the did would be shaka when it's raw.
Yeah.
But lemaisa, this is a fruit that came out of the ground.
Yeah, we're gonna see in Simon Rishav it's first, like you said. Simon Rishav, we're gonna see that bedevit it's taka bedevit hadama passes in either way. Yes. Okay, so nachshel nyanenu. So I'm just saying like this. Again, we see this chiluk, right? Lagabe losing its bracha, hagam that we put into a matzah where it's not the derech. As long as it's still gishmak, it's fine. It maintains its bracha. Kach mashmi b'ramam mefreshim gas. Mashenkin le'iduch kisa, when we're talking about starting out as a shahakol because it's less gishmak, even though it's the derech, it doesn't help you. I'm sorry, until it's the derech, it doesn't help you. Even though it's gishmak, something that starts out as adama and goes down, but as long as it's, I'm sorry, if it doesn't go down, it's cooked and it remains as gishmak, even though it's not the derech b'chal, so that doesn't help you. Mashenkin, if it starts out as a shahakol, and hagam that it's good, even though zokt mishbru, it's mikol makom. They're also gishmak when they're raw, but since it's not the derech, and what's the derech? Derech is the mishbru here says revni adam, so it remains a shahakol. No, meaning what I'm pointing out is that something that starts out as a hadama, and you cook it, so you don't need derech. You don't need derech as long as it's still gishmak, it's fine. Even if it's not the derech. As long as it's not Nishtan el Grey, so.
Uh-huh. Oh, right.
Shake in here. Right.
When something's raw, something's Adama, then you cook it.
Hadama, you cook it. It remains Hadama. As long as it's not Legre, so again, let's, for argument's sake, say cooked cucumbers would be quite tasty and would not be a Grey, so. So even though it's not the Derech Machal, everyone looks at you like you're strange, but since it, so the site is that Fidvarenu, it's Nicha, that since it had a shame pre, so what do you do to it? You did something weird to it? Okay, but if, as long as it's still geschmack, it doesn't lose the shame pre. You're doing something strange.
Tomatoes. That's not normal on the grass.
Yeah, it's normal on the grass. That I don't see. Now I'm saying, and Mash'enkin Lagabe the other direction, where something starts out as a shakal, and you need to, and it's going to turn into a hadama, there, the fact that it's geschmack is not enough. When it's raw, since you need the derech, why do you need the derech here? Why in this direction you need the derech and the other direction you don't need the derech? The teretz is because here it didn't have a shame priya. So in order to give it a shame pri, you could hear that in order for us to say, hey, this is the pri that I cut, so that has to be the derech. It's not enough that it's kishmak, it also has to also be the derech. Now, 2 points. First of all, in a chanami, it is mashma here that what the Mishnah says that even if it's good when it's raw, if it's a little better when it's cooked, it is meduik and mishbru that if they would be equally good when it's cooked and raw, then you wouldn't need rave either way. It would be enough to, you know, as long as it would be normal like carrots. I don't know what the raves and carrots, but chayr doesn't matter since there could be, let's for argument say they're equally as gishmak when they're raw, they're cooked, so then it wouldn't matter. Now, Armoshi was pointing out that there is like somewhat of a seeming stira in the mishbru, if we could say so, that over here he says that you need rave b'nei adam. Again, for a raw vegetable, which is a little less gishmak, it's gishmak, but a little less gishmak, in order for it to have its bari piyadama, has to be the derech of reiv b'nei adam. And the Shaar Tzion has a whole discussion here, what did he do, reiv, not reiv. And then in Reish Beis Samach Aleph, when he quotes the same thing, he says, that's enough. Over there he says that in the raw state, you don't need reiv to make it adam, as long as harbe b'nei adam. So do we say that harbe means reiv? Could be. I thought maybe you could just simply say that, you know, when we say rave, some you don't need like a rave hanikker, and you don't need a mamash go take a survey and take accounting. Harbe b'nei adam means, as far as we know, there's a pachzios, it's a very normal thing to do, and it's, you know, it's a generally accepted way to eat it. So we could assume this, maybe the chat is you don't need like a rave hanikker. Okay.
So what's the discussion here about rave or not?
That's what I'm saying. So maybe like Mishru may over there is like qualifying that you don't need mamash rave to take a survey and make sure it's 51% connected, 49%. Just means it's not just like a, it's not just a mir hamatzu, it's not just 20-30%.
That's
what we're discussing here. Right. Meaning, I'm saying, Mishbru says you need roiv. But I'm saying maybe not like that roiv hanikar, that it's like, you know, clearly roiv, 60-70%, as long as it's
discussion, roiv or not.
In Reish Beis, it's going on something that roiv and Adam eat it raw, even though it's not as good raw, or roiv and Adam eat it cooked, even though it's not as good cooked.
He's going in this direction, where it starts at, where it's better cooked. Uh-huh. The same case,
okay.
Basically. Fine. So now, so lefi advarim ha'ilu, so teshtekel tzarechin on the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that, what does the Mechaber say? The Mechaber says that, things that are not the derech to eat raw, elam uvushalem, so if you're achlam kshem chayim, if the things are only gishmak when they're cooked, and you eat them raw, what's the bracha? Shakel. Yeah, kshem v'shalom, you make a eitz when it's more gishmak cooked, so then you need to buy eitz. And what's that talian? Derech. The Mechaber says derech. V'im ein derech l'acham chayim el v'shalom, acham kshem chayim v'rach shakol. shame v'shalom by priya, it's tali nederech. And that's what we said. When something didn't have the shame priya, so then it's tali nederech. Since when it's raw, it doesn't have it. It's not the derech to eat. It doesn't have the shame priya. But when it's cooked, it is the derech. So then you get your shame priya. You make a bar priya dama. Says the Mishnah Berura. V'hu hadin m'haya lahepich. Also the opposite. She derech achilas bnei adam oisem peiru surak hashem chayim kigoyin agoyzim kia gavna. If the derech is to only eat them raw, so then hu adin, when you cook them, inam avarech berichas b'yir eitz, ki im k'shem chayim, k'shem v'shalom shahakol. Right? Just like the derech dictates that something when it's raw is shahakol, when you cook it, it becomes hadama, it also the derech also dictates the other way, that if it starts out raw hadama, then you cook it, it becomes shahakol. Derech dictates both ways. What's my makar, says the Shaar Tzion? The makar is a mefurisha rambam. Periches milchus brachas, halacha gimel. So l'chayra, this Rambam is not l'halacha. At least the way, you know, at least the simple reading. I mean, I saw someone like one of the Sfarim, they try to dray out of the Rambam. It means like this, means like that, whatever it is. Kipshuto, he's quoting a Rambam. This Rambam is not l'halacha. Meaning, what's he saying? He's saying that if you have a food, that's geshmak, but the derech to only eat it raw, and then it's not the derech to cook it, and you cook it, shakol nebedvara, because it's not the derech. He doesn't say anything about nishtan al-greyasa. We have a t'nai. In order for something to lose its bracha, you don't need derech. We don't pass in the Rambam l'chayra. Kaviyachol, what we're saying is that there's a machlokes Rambam Menashe, and that l'chayra it's klar that l'halacha, the Rama inserts that in Siman Reish Ei. Says you need nishtan el greisa.
Why is Mishmul bringing it?
What?
Why is Mishmul bringing it?
Yeah, I'm asking a question. Yes. Tzarechim.
Where is Mishmul?
Mishnah Berurah is in Reish Beis. On Reish Beis, if you're Beis, in Samach. Samachay? Yeah, Samachay. Who had in the hapach? So shtickle torchin. So Elamai, maybe I'm saying I saw him on the say lav dafke means taka where it's in the stand of the gray. So he's just borrowing the lashon of the Rambam. But it's strange that he like on the din of derech is huad in the hepuch and the banis he quotes the Rambam. Okay, could be wasn't noichet is machlekes. It could be it's not clear there is a machlekes because after all derech bederech klal will probably determine if it's more geshmak or less geshmak. So if it's not the derech, probably it's because it got worse when it was cooked.
The Rambam says it got worse. Rambam says it got worse.
The Rambam doesn't say. Yeah. The Rambam doesn't say. The Mishmur doesn't say. The Mishmur is quoting that. Maybe in order not to have a problem with the Rambam, what we see before, the Graz points out from the Rambam by us. So you could say it means stama if it's not the derech, it's because it was nishtan al greisa. But l'chayr, there is episode ha'ar in the Mishmur that quotes this Rambam la'alach. Okay. So that's the basic call of the Shmaitz over here. That we're saying that la halacha, it seems that we have to determine whether or not a cooked or non-cooked fruit or vegetable is a pri or is not a pri or is a vegetable not a vegetable. And la halacha, what we say is that if something is more mitukan when it's raw, then it already has the shame pri. In order to lose it, it has to be diminished. It has to be ruined somewhat. It has to be nishtan al greisa. Masha'en kein, something which is edible when it's raw, but it's more geshmak when it's cooked. So then we say that in order for it, so then we say that only al yedei cooking does it become a bari priya dama, because only then does it actually get its shame pri. And in order to give it a shame pri when it's raw, in which case we're trying to give it a shame pri early, then it would have to be the derech of rei b'nei adam. Fine. So lemaisa, we find here in the achrenim, in reishe and reish beis, that lemaisa they asked some various different questions from other sugyas that seem to be soiser, the klal of this sugya. So we all remember in Siman Reish Beis, Sif Beis, so we saw there the halacha of unripened fruits. And the Machaber Paskin in the halacha, without getting into all the pratim, that boiser is a boiser priya eitz. If you have grapes that are boiser, meaning unripened grapes, as long as they reach the darg of pol halavan, the Machaber brings a various different shiur for other types of fruits. Remember there was a machlokes. Rishonim, achrenim, the other fruits have the shear, not have the shear, but lemaisa there was a shear for fruits, pol halavan, some kind of shear of an unripened fruit. And the halacha there is that even in its unripened state, the bracha is bari priya eitz. So l'chayra tzarechiyin, that l'fi the klal of our sugya, when you have something in a state where it's not the derech to eat it, and it's a greyas, and it doesn't have v'chule, so l'chayra, just like a vegetable, which, you know, the Paiskim say, it's good, but it's much better when it's cooked. So then, at this state, you don't even make the bracha b'chla. So l'chayra kol shekein, or at least hu hadin, a baiser, and all these unripened fruits. So now, as we recall, over there in Sif Beis, Mishnah Berurah already brought the Paiskim bring from a chai odom, from a ilas Ephraim, some of the Paiskim actually argued on the Mechaber for this reason. They said, in a Hanami, you have a good raya from Maestros or whatever it is, that it's Tayras Pri. Even Baisra's Tayras Pri, but you can't make a bracha. And they some of the Achrayim over there, I think it's Chayadami, actually says that in a Hanami, it's a Tiyo Domi the Arasugya. You see that. When it's not a Derech to eat it like that, and it's not the Ikar Hanal like that, before it's Mitzbashel, so then you don't get the bracha of. You don't get the bracha until it's fully ripened, just like a vegetable until it's fully cooked. And for that reason, some of the Achrayim are Taka Chaylev. And the MS is. Over there, there's another shita. Mishpura mentions the Shatzin over there. The shita of the Goyin is that he holds that not only is there a technical problem that it's not the derech, he held over there that there's no shame pri. The Goyin B'chal was chelik on Shulchan Aruch, and he held that the, really the shear for brachas is like the shear of Einas HaMaisers, where it's really ripened. Okay, but Akuponim, the other Achreinim Ramaskim, very nice, it has shame pri. Ramaskim to Uriah is from Chazal, from Shas, that it's shame pri, but Maisa is not the derech to eat it. So, Lamaisa, the Bi'er Lacha asked this question. In Reish Beis, Yud Beis. But loy dami do the El Sif Beis. Yeah, and Dibra Maskam Bavar Shakal in Reish Beis, Yud Beis. And what does he say? So he says that it's Chaluk. Because over here, this Baiser, in a Chanami, it's not Roy, it's not the Derech. But if we don't accept the Goyin's Taina, that it doesn't have Shame Pri, if we accept like the Chayodom and the Oil Sfarim accepted there was a Pri, it's just not the Derech. Says the Mishra, I know it's not the derech, but Lamaisa, this thing itself, this boiser, which has shame pri, when it grows and when it's mitbashel, when it gets the right size and the right shlemus of ripeness, so then it's going to be edible, kamo yitzru, without cooking. Hashenkin over here, the selek and whatever it is, it needs a cooking. It's not roi b'chal till the cooking. So l'char, it's mamish hein hein hadvarim. Meaning, what's the chilek? I mean, tzayv kol sorf, they're both not roi, and they're going to be roi later. The teretz is. That's the chiddush of our sugya of Lam Chesem Beis. That's the chiddush of the sugya of Shlokos. That Bishul, that's what the Mishnah was saying. By Bishul, something that's felt in Bishul, and right now it's not right, but it's going to be right after Bishul. Teretz says, you don't have Iker Pri, you don't have a Pri here. There's no vegetable. You don't have the Shein Pri here. You don't have a Selak here. You don't have a Kruv here. It's not a Kruv. I don't know what it is. Some raw materials. When you cook it, then it's going to have a Shein Iker Pri. Hashenkin says the Mishnah is something which is not Chaser Bishul. It doesn't have to undergo a Bishul process. So even Kemoshu, it's not edible. It's not the Derech. So you'll have to know how the Rambam will learn this halacha, or if he agrees with this halacha, but Lamaisa is the Pri. So something which is the Pri, and all its chaser is to get a little bit bigger, so we save. And then it already has the same Pri Kamoishu right now. The whole Chiddush Rav Sugi is that cooking Chazal determined without it, when it's necessary, without it, not just not the Derech, it's much worse than not the Derech, says Rashi, it's not the Pri. So you don't have a carrot here, you don't have a cell, you don't have a beet here. By Boiser, everyone agrees you have a grape. They just said, it's not the Derech, says Mishmur, that's not Kaveh. I mean, that's Taka the Chiddush of Boiser, that even though it's not the Derech, as long as it has the Shem Pri, and it's Nechal Ide Etchak, Shtetar, so then you make the Bracha. That's Taka the Chiddush of that halacha. That's not a steer to this halacha, it's here we're chasing the Shem Pri Bacha.
What are we getting from Ayin
Asadam? What's that?
Sometimes
Bishul
can make it lose the Shem Pri.
Bishul can make it lose the Shem Pri, and also can make something chasing in the Shem Pri.
But I want to know, let's say the ego is. Which the acid cooked up the
eggs
lose the shampoo. Eggs by itself, lose the
shampoo. Eggs which was edible raw.
Edible raw, more shampoo. Now, let's say cooked it up, lose the shampoo. Now you go cook it up again with dvash. What would be then? Is the
egg with dvash cooked with dvash? Good question. I would assume that it could get the shampoo back.
Not
to lose dvash. What? It's all you did with dvash, but I might say if we're assuming that.
No, we lost the shampoo already.
So you're saying he has a problem getting it back?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah, because you just said something that doesn't have shame free can never get it just because you cooked it.
No, I don't know. I don't care.
But it's all that was cooked already.
I understand. That's your point. You have like an in-between case where it was cooked and cooked again. Okay, let's wait. We're going to get back to the case of cooking the eggers. Yeah. I would assume that you could get it back to its bracha, but let's see. Okay, so I'm just saying, Heinen Advarm, that's the chiluk of this Bialacha, Lefit Varein, is Muvan, that the issue of Shlakos is an issue that Bishul could be Mafkiya Shem Pri, or could give you the Shem Pri. So says Mishra Brura, that's not Nogeya to the Sugya of Boiser, in Echanami, it's not the Derech, it's very bitter, and it's Nechal Adei Etchak, but it's Shem Pri, it's a Shem Pri, you make the Bracha, at least to the Samachrayim, in Echanami, Samachrayim, Machalik, but at least to the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. Okay, there's another Halacha in the end of Reish Beis, and that is the Halacha. The halacha from a Gemara in Lamed Vav and Beis, the question is, what bracha do you make on ginger and pepper? So, it's really two different nisim in the Gemara. The Maisa, and it's big machlok yishreinim, which in Sif Yud Ches over Reish Beis Yud Ches, the Sha'atzin is that's a mitzayin, big shayel nishreinim. The Maisa, la halacha in Shulchan Aruch Vashdeit, that, you know, pepper and ginger are generally what? They're generally dried out, crushed up, and used as a spice. But in their natural state, they're edible. they're edible and they are eaten somewhat. So what's the halacha? What bracha do you make? So the halacha is both by pepper and ginger. The bracha is bari pri adam. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Reish Beis Yud Ches. Frek the Rishayin and Frek the Chuvas Harashba brought in all the paiskim, brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Why making adama? Make our eitz. Pepper's grown on a tree. Yeah, so we have to check the metzias with last week's sugya of Gizer Machlif, but Kanaret's Gizer Machlif and it's a regular tree, so just make a bracha of bari pri eitz. Says the Rashba.
It's a big tree.
What's that?
It's a big tree.
Right, it's a tree.
Not just
Gizer Machlif. Oh, stam, it's a real tree? Like, yeah. Yeah, Yoshua showed me some pictures a few minutes before this year. So says the Rashba like this. You know why it's not her eitz? Because really it should be shahakol. Why should it be shahakol? Says Rashba, listen. I understand that you're taking the question here, the bracha of hadama, the psach and shalcharach, is going not on dried out pepper, but on fresh pepper. Pilpul retivta. Meaning it's in its fresh state, tari, before it's dried out, and you eat it. So says the Rashba, it really should be shahakol. After all, what happens to most pepper in the world, says the Rashba? It gets dried out, crushed up, and used as a spice on your food. So this one Meshigana goes and he wants to eat it in its raw state. The betzim it should be shahakol. Alamai says the Rashba, you know, some people taka eat it in its fresh state, fresh pepper. Some people taka eat it. So since a few people eat it, so we're going to knock it down from bari pri eitz to bari pri adama, but it will maintain its bari pri adama because miktsas hanashim nati daiti tachi, because it's also epizoderich. Some people do it and it's edible. So mela, it will maintain its bari pri adama. Now, l'chayra, one could ask that that's not enough to have miktsas hanashim nati daiti tachi. After all, let's say we have a vegetable, which is no good when it's raw, and it's only good when it's cooked, selak, whatever it is, whatever the examples of Shulchan Aruch, something, it's nechal adei tchak, it's edible, it's not mamish rak ba'alma, you don't make a bracha b'chal, that's mefarshim Shulchan Aruch in Reish Beis Tazayin. Let's say it's edible, just adei tchak. So, we say that since the ikar way to eat it is adei cooking it, and cooking it gives it its shem pri, so memela, before you cook it, it's shahakol. So why does the Rashba over here all of a sudden find an itzah? But do, because l'maisa mixes hanashim, eat it like this when it's raw, before it's dried out, but so what? Since the ikar way is the later shlav of development, over here, in the first stage, we have in the first Gemara by Shlokas that it should be a shakal and medvara.
It would be a, it's...
You just can't test it.
Because
you drop it down one level.
You want to be machal? I don't really see why you make an afkamino. L'chayr there's a hakol pshat. It's not a din in nachas chadarga. It's a din and then it doesn't have chashivas of pri. Doesn't have chashivas of pri. It's very pri adam.
There's another chiluk.
Oh,
that when you're mavashal a yerek to make it better, it's Shkech. Making it better. That's to dry something out.
Oh, okay. I'm saying. I think the drying out is considered better by people because the mice, that's what it's intended for. I mean, it's intended to crush it up and dry it out. Okay, what I'm trying to say is a more simple chalak. There's no stira. It's a chiddush what's being said by Pilplim, but it's not a stira to our halacha, because Vayter, the gilui and the chiddush of the sugya of Shlakos is that shiny bishul. Bishul, again, this is like, I think, kineged about the shakot, this is not like the Moscow region is like cooking, what's the big deal cooking? I mean, trima may perish, may shlakos, it's much more significant. But kanireh from Shlakos, that be'ini chazal, the cooking was more significant. And so Vayter, this is going to, the case of Pilpon is more like an in-between case, meaning like this. Beiser, unripe grapes, all they're missing is just to like get a little bit ripe or get a little bigger. So even though it's not the derech and they're bitter and they're nechal adei tchak, you might have the same pre, the shleimus. Make a boy pre eight, says the Mechaber. Do we pass from that? Pash does not. Ein sham mishabruah, achrei. But the Maisi, you have the whole pre years. In chaser, klum. That's Beiser. Me'iduch gisa, you have your selek or whatever vegetable that needs cooking. Says Rashi, says Shulchan Aruch, if before you cook it, garnish. You don't have a fruit here. What do you want to make? A bari pri? In pri. In kan pri. You have some kind of raw materials that you have to be the shut of my sabracious, and al yudeya bishul will give it the shame pri. So what's the case of pilpulin? Pilpulin somewhere in between. Because after all, you don't just let it, what's the derech? The derech is not just let it be misbashel. The derech is to take it, do a gantza pa'ula, do a gantza shina bidei adam, to take it out, dry it out, crush it up, make it into a tavlin. But the mice are not bishul. It's not felt in bishul. So soif kol soif, what you have here is pepper. It's pilpulin. Pilpulin retifta, we're not going to say it's not pepper. By the uncooked selek and the uncooked vegetable that needs cooking, there's no pre. Zaktashi, it's not the ikar pre. You have some kind of pre, you know, premature type of raw material, but you don't have the pre yet. Mashenkin, you have the pre. Now, it's not mamish like boiser. Boiser mamish needs nothing. Just sit back and wait, it'll get a little plumper, and then shal maisal, it's ready to go. So this is something that the derech is that's going to undergo a significant shinui, but not the shinui of bishul. So Sof Kassol says the Rashi, you know what you're doing? You're taking pepper, and you're crushing up pepper, and you're drying out pepper, and you're eating pepper. So since some people eat the pepper like this, that's still a pri. It still has a chain pri. And so in echad minochas kad darga, because the ma'aseh it's not the ikur, is not the edayt tachi. So the vayikter l'chid v'reinu, this is the point. The point is that bishul was the most significant issue, which could give or take away the shem pri. Baiser, which is just as unedible as the unedible selek, but l'maisa it has the shem pri, and mela, at least the chaber holds it by v'dam. And when it's in between, says the Rashba, where it's something that needs a change, and the other goes to shinoi, but l'maisa there's nothing missing in the shem pri, so l'maisa it'll only be nachas chadarga to a bayir pri adam. Okay. Maisa, just ha'ara, agav, l'maisa there is one exception to this rule, at least if you debir halacha. If halacha gets stuck, also in the beginning of Sifti Beis, Bi Alacha asks from Alacha and Reish Chesif Dalet that when you chew on raw, you eat raw wheat, you make a Bari Pri Adama. And Bi Alacha asks, what do you mean? It's better when it's cooked. So we have a problem that raw and cooked, it should go down to the bike, it should go down to the Shahakal. And the Halacha is, it's just Hadama. So Bi Alacha says a Chiddush, which Yesh Les Boinin, Lafid Vareinu, Yesh Les Boinin, on this Chiddush. He says, maybe you could answer the Shulchan Aruch, the Kivin Shu Muchan Lamazin Chashav Yaisin. It's Kilo, what are we saying? It gives it a Shem Pri. Yeah, meaning the point is, they're saying what? Without bishul, he says kiven shu muchan the mazon chashav tzei. Meaning even raw wheat, it's mazon, it's amazing. So what's being said that? So we're saying that a fruit that's meant to be cooked, it's meant to undergo such a significant change called cooking. Chazal said without that you don't have the shame pri, you don't have the shame maichli or b'chal. Ashenkin this, even though it's obviously wheat is intended.